Today we're talking with Steve Ramsey, who is the Director of Public Works for the City of New Braunfels. Welcome, Steve, to the program.
Good to be here.
Well, so we're out here at in New Braunfels taking a look at the Flow Split project. Give us a little bit of background about this particular project.
Well, this is one of the projects that was identified as part of the overall habitat conservation plan. And the purpose of this project is to actually control water flow that comes from the springs and travels downstream into the old river channel, and then also controlling that flow that would go into a mill race or the new river channel. And so, again, it's designed to balance flows, not only in times when there's a lot of water in the system, but especially in times when the drought sets in and we want to make sure that we're having ample flows getting to the old river channel.
And so tell us how it impacts the endangered species and the habitat of the endangered species.
One of the programs or projects that are included in the Habitat Conservation Plan is restoration of the old river channel, including planting native vegetative materials and removing non-native vegetative materials, and all to encourage and enhance the habitat that the fountain darter lives in. And by being able to control flows as these activities are occurring in the old river channel, you're able to have flows that will sustain the improvements, again, removal of non-native and adding native materials, all to the benefit of the habitat for the fountain darter.
So there are a lot of entities, I know they're involved, but is it primarily the City of New Braunfels which operates the project?
There are certain projects as part of the Habitat Conservation Plan that New Braunfels is responsible for. Flow split management, including, reestablishing or repairing some old flow control gates, is a direct responsibility for the City of New Braunfels as part of the HCP.
So I know you've got some more work coming up along the old channel, maybe some bank stabilization, but you've already done some removal, I guess, of some of the soil that had been growing in the river, or not growing in the river, but deposited in the river?
Yes, in the old river channel, again, keeping in mind that we need to reestablish the habitat in the old river channel. There was a silt island that had formed, and one of the first projects I actually completed about 2 years ago was removal of the silt island and then reestablishment of native vegetation. In that general area, it's in a cut bank of the river, just meaning that the river is prone to fail and slough off and could, I guess, reestablish the silt island. And so one of the projects that we have on the books to be constructed in the future will be stabilization of the old river channel bank.
And so when did you complete this particular project?
This project was completed in the spring, and with regards to getting all the valves in place. It kind of had some starts and stops along the way. We got into a drought condition, and the HCP includes a provision called Provision M, where you cannot be working in the water when we have very low flows. And so we actually had to stop construction for a while, and then eventually we were able to complete reinstallation or modifications to the gate system.
So, so far, so good? Is it everything working well, and you guys happy with the results?
We're happy with the results. Again, you can turn valves and control flows, and so that's been very successful. And there's some challenges in figuring out the system. We have trash racks, and weeds get hung up on trash racks, and so we have to remove those materials, and we're getting a better understanding of how far to open the gate and what flows will result. But the HCP includes tables that has flow goals with regards to flows in the old river channel and flows in the new river channel.
Good information, Steve. I appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We wrapped up in spring.